And of course, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter 18. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 9. And let's just take the word of prayer. Almighty King of Kings, and thank you for this wonderful day. And thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of provision. And thank you for always being there for us, whatever we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. May come and be with us, Father. May come and bless us. And may come and have mercy on us, Father, where we have gone wrong, where we have offended you. May come and continue protecting us and guiding us in everything that we do. We pray this, believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And without wasting time, let's move further and start our Wonder Chapter for today. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. My enemies stand back. They stumble and perish before you, for you have upheld my right and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judge. You have rebuked the nations and destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their names forever and ever. Endless rain has taken over my enemies. You have uprooted their cities. Even the memory of them has perished. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who trust in you. Sing the praises of the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done, for he avenges blood, remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Lord, see how my enemies persecute me. Have mercy and lift me up from the gates of death, so that I may declare your praises in the gates of daughter Zion, and then rejoice in your salvation. Nations have fallen into the pit they have dug. Their feet are caught in the net they have hidden. The Lord is known by his acts of justice. The wicked are ensnared by the work of their hands. The wicked go down to the realm of the dead. Of all the nations that forget God, but God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Arise, Lord. Do not let mortals triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with terror, Lord. Let the nations know that they are only mortal. And that is our Wonder Chapter for today. Let's go straight into today's message. The first one comes from verse 1. What does the first one say? I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. Amen. The Bible today is reminding us that we have to be grateful. Have you ever helped someone? Like you help them with your time and everything, and they don't even say thank you? Trust me, even if you weren't helping them conditionally, there's a way it just makes you feel, there's a way it just makes you reluctant to help them the next time. And that's the same thing that we do. The Lord helps us over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And we are never grateful. It's like we try to, have you ever been used and dumped by someone? When we need something, we run to the Lord, oh Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we even start speaking in tongues. And the moment he gives us, sweet, we distance ourselves from him and run away. But is it right? As a Christian, is that right? Is that a kind of relationship that we want to build? Is that a kind of a one-sided relationship that we want to build with the Lord? No, that's not how things are supposed to work. That's not even how things work, amen? That's not how they work. Ensure to give thanks to the Lord. Even for all the small things that we take for granted, be grateful for them. Those small opportunities that come before us, not everyone has them. Tell of the wonderful deeds. The Bible today is calling us to testify. If God has done something for you, don't feel shy to testify. You are a living testimony. You are a working testimony before the Lord. Amen. I'm going to go into verse which says, I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises of your name, O Most High. Sing praises to you. We have to, there's so many ways that we can give thanks to the Lord. You see, when you talk of thanksgiving, most people think of the materialistic things. It may not necessarily be that. If you don't have that, it's okay. But get some time, get on your knees and be like, you know what, Lord, today I don't want to come and ask for anything, but I just want to come and say thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done in my life and for everything that you will still do in my life. Thank you. And trust me, you will have a difference in your life. Verse 4 continues and tells us, for you have upheld my right hand and my cause, sitting enthroned as the righteous judgment. Amen. The Lord will always fight for you. The Lord will always fight for you. And if you put something in his hands, if you tell him, Abba, Father, I'm leaving this before you. Oh God, I'm starting this project, I'm putting it. He will hold it for you. He will be the foundation of that project. In whatever that you do, do not forget him. When you go to verse 8, it says, he rules the world in righteousness and judges the people in according to equity. He continues in verse 10 and says, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Let me re-echo verse 9. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Do you feel you are being oppressed? Can it be by someone? It can be financially. It can be spiritually. Take refuge in the Lord. Take refuge in the Lord. The Bible today is telling us that even in times of trouble, he is a stronghold. Amen. But that does not mean that we shall not face difficult times. No. That does not mean that it's going to be a smooth sail. No. We are going to have ups and downs. But we as Christians have the surety that regardless of how down the down is and how up the up is, we shall emerge out victors as a constant, regardless. That's it. And when you go to verse 10, it says, those who know your name trust in you, for Lord, you have never forsaken those who seek you. For those who know your name trust in you, Lord, for you have never forgotten those who seek you. How beautiful is that? Amen. Do you know the name of the Lord? Do you trust in the Lord? Then just be assured that he will never forsake you, because that's what my Bible tells me, because that's what your Bible tells me, because that is the truth of the Lord. And that's when you go to verse 18. But God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Will never forget. Just know the Lord knows you by your name. He knows every wound on your body. He knows every hair on your head. And he has something planned for you. Or never to pray that the Lord's will be done in your life. And you will watch a difference unfold in your life. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 9. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gifts of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong, where we have offended you, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, not have done what you failed to do, Father. We apologize and we are very sorry. May come and send on your Holy Spirit to come and guide us. May come and be with us, Father. And may you always remind us, Father, that you are our refuge, that no matter of what season we are in, you always come and stand for us, and we shall remain victors. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your son, Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Amen.